The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I tell you, these dances, they are not easy. Well, it's a blessing. Something is a little out of shape. All right? Okay. We are blessed to be here. Are we not? All right. I just rushed out to go and do some locum. That's why I went to officiate a marriage. That's why I'm dressed like this. But I'm blessed to be here. Amen. It's working. What a shock. Right. Yes, please be seated for a minute. I think it's the stage. The stage. All right. Yesterday, we had a beautiful, what do you call it? Intermonth quiz. Many of you were not here, but it was beautiful. I feel many of you have forgotten the month you were born. Or you don't even know. That's why you're not here. But for those who are here, it was beautiful. We had 12 months in the year. So everybody was represented. There were 24 contestants, two representing every month. And then, so I don't need to start mentioning from the 12th. Nobody was last. There was 12th and there was 11th. Nobody was last. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to forget about the 12th, 11th, 10th. Hey, okay. No. Just, this one is enough. This one is enough. So the sixth position was taken by the April Bonds. And the fifth was taken by the February Bonds. Oh, you are not happy about that? And the fourth was taken by the July Bonds. And June took third. And June, they were protesting. As it July, were protesting very, very. So they have, they are producing the pink sheets. Are you there? One of the first question was, what did Jesus create the third day? What did God create the third day in Genesis? And somebody said, you and I were not there. What a shock. All right. So we have some prizes for the first three. The fourth, fifth, and sixth also get some consolation prizes. So where are the cups? Bring them quickly. So I want the... the representative of the June with their pastors. The June representative with their pastors, please, can you come and receive your silver cup? Or bronze cup, gold cup. June, please come very quickly. Very quickly, very quickly. Are you there? Dr. Lila, can you present? Can you do a presentation for us? All right. Fantastic. Where are they? These are the quiz, the representatives, all right? So please hand it over to them. Congratulations. Clap for the June Bonds. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very much. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, clap for them as they go back to their seats. Amen. All right, Cynthia, can you do the presentation for the second position was taken by September Bonds. September with their pastor. September with their pastor or pastors. The representative and their pastors, please. This way. All right, I'll come up this way. Okay. Take a nice picture. Clap your hands for the Lord. All right. And the first is a Mayborn. So all Mayborns should come. All Mayborns. All Mayborns should come. Can you present it for? Can you represent it for us? Please clap your hands for them. Clap your hands for them. Somebody take the table away. Take the table away. Chief, take the table away for me. All right. So you present it to them for us. The representative and their pastors and everybody. This guy was fantastic. Clap your hands for them. Oh, clap your hands and encourage them. Congratulations. Let's take a nice picture. Yes, 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 yes. The Queen's Master, we wonder. Lift it up. Wow. God bless you. God bless. Clap your hands for them again. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are we blessed? It's good to have fun in church. Church is not a place where you're always so strict and tight up, and there's no relaxation anywhere. Are you in church or going home? But this quiz, we shall repeat it, because people suspect the quiz masters. The quiz masters were Reverend Pazzi, Reverend Isaac, and Pastor Kweku Samson. We are very suspicious. They look at their faces and choose the questions that they must ask. So February bonds were also registering our protests in the Supreme Court. But anyway, we are humble. We take it like that. Next time, February will be first. Everybody didn't say amen. Anyway, but it was fun and it was beautiful. And we want everybody to be part of the month of birth meetings and all the things that we have. It gives us a spirit of belonging. Because, you see, what happens is that... Hello, are you in church? This is all part of the message I'm preaching. Every Christian must believe and belong. Say, believe and belong. I didn't hear you. That means that you must believe in Christ and belong to something that is going on. That gives you identity. Believing is not enough. Belonging gives you an identity. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I want everybody to belong. Mayborns will have a little party, isn't it? But I'm going to have special prizes for all the participants. Oh, I'm going to give you my special gift. The fact that you came up. Hey, we are in church. Don't fight. Hey, why are you fighting with the pastor? Pardon? You're a girl woman. I know. Don't let your gunness come. We beg you. We like to see us a pastor, not a gun woman. We beg you. What a shock. Anyway, that's all part of the fun. Amen. Right. So, I want you, look, we have meetings once every month. All the month of birth meetings are meetings that you get an identity, you get to know other people. It's a way of pastoring and belonging and giving us a family. So I really want all of us to participate and be part of everything, whether it's Basenta and Center, whether it's ministry, whether it is month of birth, just belong and be part of it and contribute, bring suggestions, speak. I mean, when you have a platform, say something on the platform. Don't be silent on the platform. Huh? Be involved. Do something. Say something. Come for the meetings. All right? And David, I'm going to see you after service. And I believe that God is going to help us mightily. And you will find your place. Many people are lost because you cannot find your place. But there's a place for you. Can I have an amen? There's a place for you. That you can find is a place in Christ and in church. Remember that when the guy who fell among thieves, Bible said that when the Good Samaritan met him, he poured oil and wine into his wound, put him on his donkey, and took him to the innkeeper and said, "Take care of him." The innkeeper is the church. The inn is the church. The innkeeper are your pastors. And it's our duty to make sure that you are well. Make sure you are happy and you are doing well. And some of you may be surprised that they belonging to a month of bed, you may find a husband or a wife right there.
Can I say something? what I've seen with my eyes.
That's what you have seen with your eyes. What a shock. That's what you need. God is going to help you. All right, let's quickly look at, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. We ask you to bless and be gracious to us and help us as we share this word briefly in Jesus' name. Amen. I said amen. Right. Now turn your Bible to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. And reading from verse number 1. We are talking about Jesus and Nicodemus today. All right, Jesus and who? All right. So kindly, let's all read John chapter 3 from verse number 1. Put it up on the screen and let's all read together. Waiting. Is it there? Is there a problem? Let me know so that I can. Okay, let's all go. Ready, go. Read on. Are you reading? Except God be with him. Verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 3. And Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Amen. Right. So, just let's add 7, 5, 6 and 7, and then we're done. Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Verse 7, read it loud and clearly. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Amen. Tell your neighbor, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised that I am telling you, you must be born again. Amen. It's a very good statement to make. Marvel not. Don't be surprised that I'm telling you, you must be born again. This is the place in the Bible that the phrase born again is used. Amen. So what are the lessons that we can learn from this passage in the next 15 minutes? We are going to learn some lessons. Amen. Now you discover that, let's go to verse the beginning again. Discover that Nicodemus was a ruler. That means that he was an important person. Are you there? You will be important in the name of Jesus. You will be significant in the name of Jesus. People will know you. People will hear about you. People will notice you. You should have said amen. You will not be in obscurity. Are you there? You'll not be in obscurity. You'll be prominent. I see prominence coming upon your life in Jesus' name. When they are mentioned, put up in your family, they will mention you also. Hallelujah. Nicodemus was important. Very important. And also, he was a Pharisee. In other words, he was religious. But being religious does not make you a Christian. Just like standing in the garage doesn't make you a car. You cannot enter the garage and say, from today I'm BMW. No, the father doesn't make you a car. So being many of us in Ghanaians, you are very religious. Do you know that? Very, very religious. Ghanaians. Nyami beye. Nyami oho. Fome nyami. Nyami bechwe. Even cars are born again, more born again than human beings. Many cars have the sticker behind them. Jesus is Lord. I am the way. Nyaminyihini. Fear woman. It's also there. Nyamitiase. Nyamiye. So you can see that, in fact, it has been said that Ghana and another country in Eastern Europe, these two countries are the most religious countries in the world. Even more than Nigeria. Per square meter, there are more churches in Ghana, and they say that the younger people above and below 40, there are more people believe in God than anywhere else in the world. Ghana, not Croatia. A little country there, I've just forgotten the name. I mean, those who believe in God, because many of European, I mean, many places, those who believe in God are all dying. They are above 70. They are those who believed in God. But the young people don't believe in God. But bless God, in our country, we believe in God. Can I have an amen? Isn't that a blessing that we believe, and our children also believe in God? I'm telling you, I spoke to an 11-year-old boy, no, 13-year-old boy, half from Europe and half Ghanaian. And Bishop and I were telling him, you must come to church and you must serve God. I said, I don't believe in that God thing. That's what he said. I don't believe in that God thing. That thing, God. I don't believe in it. 30-year-old boy. Well, his father is a pastor. I don't believe in that God thing. May your children never become wayward and never become atheists. May we serve God all the days of our lives. Amen. And unfortunately, those who don't believe in God, we see the stupidity of their behavior. We see them doing all sorts of things. We see all this type of gay and people are even sleeping with animals these days. Human beings having sex with goats and dogs. And they say they don't believe in God. That's how they have turned to. That's how they become. What a shock. But being religious doesn't make you born again. Amen. Many of you used to be in the choir in your church, but you are not born again. But Jesus said that you must be. The man was a Pharisee. In other words, his name was, he had a seat in church. Registered seat in church. But Jesus said that you must be born again. Amen. So being in the Kadesh or in Lighthouse doesn't mean you are born again. Some people just come. You come and you've come a number of times. They invite you and you come. But that doesn't mean you're born again. We may have your name on our register, but it's your name written in heaven. That's what is important. That's what's important. Amen. It's important that your name is recorded in heaven, not just in the church's register. So if you're sitting here today at the corner there in the nursing mother's room or even watching us on Facebook, I'm telling you that you must be born again. Amen. Listen to Bishop Doug preach. Doesn't mean you're born again. I like his preaching very much. Doesn't mean you're born again. You must be born again personally. Somebody say amen. Amen. The next thing you must learn here, very important, is the fact that Nicodemus did not want to publicly associate with Jesus Christ. Amen. Bible says that he came, look at it. The sin came to Jesus by night. Some people don't want to publicly associate with Christ. And some of you who are Christians in your office, nobody knows you're born again. You're looking at me. I'm talking to you right where you are. If your pastor comes to look for you in your office, there'll be trouble in church. I'm telling you. Are you still in church? Are you still here? Nobody knows you're born again. Your Christianity is hidden. But your Christianity must be public. Amen. You must live out your Christian life. Whether in church or whether in school or in the office. Don't be a Christian on Sunday and the devil's nephew Monday to Friday. And Saturday night. Yeah. So if you scream you are born again, but you have two dead friends.
You're looking at me. Some of you guess you have two boyfriends. Marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. I'm talking to you. Keep listening to what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm preaching. Are you still in church? So you must publicly see one of the beautiful things. And say, Pat, the beautiful thing is that when people know you are born again, they don't bring some things to you. I'm telling you. And some of you young ladies, that's what it is. You see, when people know you're born again, they won't come and want to play with your breasts. When they come by their hands, say, hey, take your hands off, I'm born again. You're looking at, I don't know why you guys are looking at me that way. Stand up, let me talk. Stand up, let me talk to you. That boy, if he ever comes again, what are you going to tell him? You are born again. Are you sure you tell me you are born again? Well, why have you told him? Why have you not told him up until now? Why have you not told him? What are you waiting for? Give her a microphone. Quickly. What are you waiting for? How long have you known him? Hey. I say, how long? What are you waiting for? When will you tell him?
I'm born again.
When will you tell him that you're born again? You have told him. But why is he still coming if you have told him?
I don't know.
You don't know. You must know why he's still coming. What a shock. I don't know anything. I just said it. But it's a word of knowledge, I tell you. Are you still here? I've gone home. Everybody around you must know that you are born again. They must know your stance. Say amen. They must know where you stand. Because Jesus said that if you are ashamed of me in this evil and perverse world, I also will be ashamed of you before my Father. So if you cannot publicly identify yourself that you are born again, you belong to Christ, one day Christ will also say, I never know you. I don't know you. Amen. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying? Now, your home, your mother must know you are born again. Some of you, the reason why you even wrap your Bible in graphic, because your behavior in the house is very bad. So when they say you are born again, say, hey, you are born again. And so because of your behavior, you don't want them to know you are born again. Yeah, God woman, what a shock. What a shock. Next one, let's go quickly. We are ending now. This is a short message. I said this is a word. A short message. All right. The next thing you must see is that Nicodemus saw the miracles and knew that God was speaking to him. Amen. Put that scripture up again. Bible says that the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Amen. So the miracles in his life, the miracles he was seeing was evidential that God is really talking to him. Now look at your own life. Please, wherever you are, look at your own life. God has been good to you. You have seen some miracles in your life. You have seen some grace. Some of you have been involved in an accident that you didn't die. Is anybody involved in an accident before? Terrible accident. And your life was spared. It's a message to you. It's a message to you. That deliverance is a message to you. I'm preaching to you. Are you still here? Some of you have had near-death experiences. You have been sick and people thought you would die, but you didn't die. That miracle is a message to you. Say, Bishop, preach. I'm preaching to you. Your life is a miracle. Say, my life is a miracle. Listen, what else do you want to see? How else should God speak to you? What else should God show you? Before you get serious with God, you got involved in serious things and God rescued and God saved you. You should by now be serving God more seriously. But you are still playing with God. What else should God do for you to be serious? You should have died, but you are sitting in church. You know your friends who died, but you are sitting here. And you are still not taking God seriously. What else should God do? The miracles are enough proof that God is here and God is speaking to you. Clap your hands for the Lord. I tell you, I have worked with people who have died. I've seen death that is my eyes. My roommate in secondary school, St. Augustine, died when I should have been working with him, but I was out of town and a car knocked him down and several, four of them died on the spot. He died. People thought I was dead. But somehow I'm here. So why should I not serve God? You too, God has spared your life in many ways. May you take God seriously and serve him with all your heart. Somebody say amen. Yes. The miracles are a testimony to you. Oh, yes. Nobody can say God has not done something for you. Are you here? I said, are you here? Am I speaking to anybody here? Yeah. Some of you from Liberia, you have seen so many things. The older ones, you have seen wars that you should have died, you didn't die. It's a sign that God has spared your life for a good reason. Don't take the miracles of God for granted. Am I talking to anybody here? I met a lady who told me that her father died of HIV. Her mother died of HIV. Her two siblings, one boy, one girl, died of HIV. And she told me that she has also been involved with so many men, but fortunately, she doesn't have HIV. She's the only person left in her family. And you're not taking God seriously. What else should God do? How many of you are still in church? Hallelujah. Your life is a miracle. Say, my life is a miracle. Say like you believe it. One more time. Amen. Nicodemus would not be able to enter the kingdom of God unless he will be born again. So I want to tell every one of us here as I end this message today, the only way you can enter the kingdom of God is to be born again. Not to have your name written in Lighthouse or Kadesh book. Amen. Not even to pay your tithes. But if somebody came and said, somebody told me the other time, said that, I want to give money. I want to bring my offering. I said, thank you for that. Are you born again? Your offering will never take you to heaven. It's being born again that will take you to heaven. I feel that sometimes, when I walk around, I see some of our church members. My heart tells me that they are not really born again properly. Just some of you sitting in church. You've been coming for some time, but you are not seriously committed to Christ, connected to him. You are not. But you come. Sometimes I look, I shake their hands, and so God tells me that this person needs a serious commitment to God. You need a proper connection with God. Some of our church members sitting here hearing me right where you are. You are hearing me today. One day, you'll not hear me anymore. One day, you'll not be hearing this message anymore. Today, I came to challenge you. You need proper connection with God. I'm telling you, Nicodemus came. He came. You know, Nicodemus didn't understand. Thought that, what does it mean? Should I enter my mother's womb? Jesus said, listen, what is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the spirit is spirit. It is not a natural birth. It's a regenerational birth. May God change your life completely. Somebody say amen. That some of you are still here. You are not properly born again. In your own way, you do all sorts of things. You smoke weed. You are looking at me. You do what that did not they do, connection that they do. Saka, why you sit in church? And you want God to bless you. I want Pastor, bless me for my business, for my connection. God hasn't blessed evil.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It's a spiritual experience. Amen. Eating, drinking, bathing, cooking, and all this singing and dancing doesn't make you born again. You have to meet Jesus. He must enter your heart. He must enter your heart. He must change your life. And he can change your life. He can make you a brand new person. He can transform your whole life. If you can come to him just as you are, put away the pretense. Don't tell anybody. Don't say, oh, I'm sitting with my friend. Some of you, when he asks you to come forward, your friend sitting by you, pull you and say, don't go. And you sit down. You don't know that you came to church alone and you die alone. Today, don't be surprised that after being in the Kadesh for 1 year, for 6 months, I'm telling you, you must be born again. Marvel not. Marvel not. Marvel not. That I tell you, you must be born again. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Because I'm talking about your life. I'm talking about your life. You didn't plan to be in church. Somebody brought you today, begged you and came. But I'm also begging you, today is the day of salvation. Marvel not. Don't be surprised that I'm telling you, you must be born again. Today, don't let anybody go out of here without making sure that Jesus is the Lord of your life. Yes. Stand to your feet, everybody. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. The message is simple. The message is simple. Amen. The simplicity of the message. That was what Nicodemus couldn't understand. Jesus said that you may be born again. It's as simple as that. Being born again is so complicated. We are not asking you to bring one crate of soft drink. We are not asking you to bring calico. We are not asking you to bring chicken. We are asking you to lift your hand and give your. It's as simple as that. Don't let the simplicity of the message make you say no to it. I'm telling you. One day somebody came to Elisha. He said, I am sick. Elisha said, go and wash in the pool. The man got angry. The man said, I thought that when I come and see the prophet, he will beat his chest. He will jump. He will shout. He will move around. He will roll on the floor. He'll ask me to swallow some frog's eye. And then I will know that, yeah, I've come to your prophet. So is this simple? It's as simple as lifting your hands up and coming to the front. As simple as that. That little decision, that journey from the back to the front is a journey that can change your life forever. That journey from where you are to this place is a journey that you ought to make. If I told you to roll on the floor and drink salt water and bath, you will do it. But I'm not asking you to do any of that. I'm asking you to lift your hands up and say, just like that simple thing, that step, walking 20 steps, 30, 50 steps to the front is a step that can change you forever. Close your eyes with me. Close your eyes with me. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Thank you, Jesus. If you're here today, you are standing at the back, you're standing with your friends. Please, don't let anybody distract you. You are Ghanaian, you are Nigerian, you are Liberian, you are Sierra Leonean. I don't know where you come from. But today, don't be surprised that I'm telling you, you must be born again. Friends, what will you say? What will be your response? What are you going to say? Are you going to say, Jesus, I'm coming to you just as I am? And I'm going to walk out of here without being born again. Maybe today is your first time. Or maybe you've been coming here for some time. But today, I'm telling everyone who can hear me, you must be born again. Close your eyes, everybody. Close your eyes with me. You want to say, Bishop, from today, I want to take God seriously. What is it? From today, I want Jesus to be my Lord. From today, I want to be born again. If you're standing here
and you really want to take God seriously, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand and I shall pray for you. Please lift it up. Don't let today go by without taking a decision and making him your Lord. Lift your hands up. I see your hand. Lift it up high. It's as simple as that. Don't let the simplicity of the message make you walk away without giving your heart to Christ. Lift your hands up. I'm praying for you now. Father, thank you. You want to join them? Lift your hands up. I'm going to pray for you wherever you are. Lift your hand up. Father, thank you for every hand that has lifted. Let today be a market day of a new beginning. Save them. Make them brand new people. If you have lifted your hand up, I want you to walk from where you were and come. As come to me here in the front. As simple as it is the greatest journey of your life. This is the best journey you'll ever make. To walk from where you are and come to me right here. Keep walking. Keep walking. Come to me. Clap your hands for them as they come. Clap your hands for them as they come. Come now.
When Jesus washed my sins away, he taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, he taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Close your eyes with me, everybody. Close your eyes with me. Now listen. Your eyes closed and your ears opened. There's some of you here, today is not your first time. You have been coming. But God is telling me to tell you, it's time to take him seriously. God is telling me to tell you, he has given you many chances and many opportunities. Your life has been spared from death. As you travel from Nigeria to Ghana, from Liberia, as you travel from Accra to Hull, up and down, you see accidents on the way, your life has been spared. Today, your life is a miracle. Jesus said, you see miracles, but the greatest miracle is to be born again. If you're standing out there you can hear me. Please, do not take God's message for granted. Do not take God's message for granted. I want to give somebody here another opportunity. I feel in my heart that somebody looking at me must give his life to Christ. Because if you walk out of here, you don't know what will happen. If you're standing out there, you want to say, Bishop, I want to take God seriously. Come to me now. Come and join us. Come now. I'm giving you one chance to come. Clap your hands for them as they come. Come.
He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, he taught me and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Now lift your two hands with me. Lift your two hands up high with me and let us all pray. Make this your personal prayer. Say with me, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
This Sunday morning, I give my heart to you. I make Jesus my Lord. And my Savior. Come into my heart. Wash away my sins. Make me your child. I promise to serve you. I promise to follow you. The rest of my life. From today. I belong to you. From today. My life belongs to you. From today. I promise to serve you. From today. I promise to follow you. From today. I give my whole life to you. Jesus. Come into my heart. Make me a brand new person. Forgive me. Pray, forgive me. Of all my sins. From today. From this very moment. I am born again. I am born again. Thank you, Father. For receiving me. Just as I am. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord, everybody. You sing this song. Today is a happy day. Can we sing it together?
He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away.
What's your name? Fred. Is it Fred? Fred, today's a happy day for you.
He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away.
Pray today. All your sins are washed away. Anything that you did in the past is washed away. God is taking control of your life. Your life belongs to Him. You have had many experiences, difficult experiences. God has spared your life. God has been waiting for today to come into your hearts and to be your Lord and to make your light shine again. Today is a day of a new beginning for you. Serve God. Follow Him. Never give up on God. Never turn your back on God. Father, I pray for Fred. I pray for mercy. I pray for your intervention. Show him mercy. Show him mercy, Lord. Thank you for salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. You are blessed. What's your name, my sister? Come. What's your name? Vanessa, why are you crying? It's a new day for you. It's taking over your life. Your life belongs to God. Today, He's your Savior. He's your Lord. A new day has begun in your life. You begin to live rejoicing every day.
He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
It's a new day. And for all of you standing here, it's a new day for you. Amen. I'm going to give you a little book as a present. And we're also going to pray for you. Amen. Especially. Every Sunday, make sure you are here. Amen. Because you believe in God and you belong to the church. So make sure you come. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let anybody stop you. Make sure you come every Sunday. Because something new has begun in your life. Amen. So I want you all to go with our pastors who are waving their hand over there. I want you all to go with them, and then they'll talk to you and you'll come back shortly. Can you kindly go this way?
He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day.
I want everybody to put your two hands on your chest and let us pray. You want to pray that, Lord, my family will be saved.
Yes.
I feel we should pray for our family.
Yes.
Pray for your father, pray for your mother.
Yes.
Pray for your siblings. Pray, say, yes. Lord, touch my children, touch my siblings,
yes,
touch
Lord.
My touch them.
Yes,
may
Lord.
They be saved. As I have been born, and may everyone that I come into contact with be born again. Pray and commit your family into the hands of God. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them that they will know Jesus, that they will save Jesus, that none of them will fall by the wayside. Pray. Pray for them. If there is stubbornness in their hearts, pray. Devil in the spirit of stubbornness. Devil in the spirit of stubbornness. May they serve God. May they love God. May they never backslide. Pray for your children. Lord, may they never turn their backs on you. May they never give up on you. Everybody pray this moment. Pray this moment. Pray for them. You're as tender as they are. Pray for them. Lord, reach out and save them. May they know you. May they serve you. May they follow you all the days of their life. Pray for them. God, send people into their life. May they respond to you. May they respond to your word. May they respond to Christ. May they be saved. May they be born again. Oh God, reach out to them. Reach out to them. Now, finally, we are praying with your hand on your chair. I want you to pray that this week, you personally will lead one person to Christ.
Amen.
Pray the Lord, lead me to your soul, that through me, somebody will come and know you this week. Pray now. Pray for yourself and pray for the grace to be able to lead somebody to Christ. Talk to somebody about Christ. Lord, through me, may somebody be saved. May somebody come to know you this week. I pray. Pray and talk to God. I pray this week. I pray this week. Lord, may somebody come to know you through me. May somebody come and experience salvation through me. One person. One person. One person. One person. One person. Lead me to a soul. 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 Oh God, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. To be a soul. So we help me, Lord, to lead one person to the Savior, to lead a Nicodemus to Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. You may be seated. Are you blessed you came? Hello, are you blessed you came? What a blessing it is to come to church and to hear the word. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Just close your eyes. Father, we curse it. We curse the spirit. I see it like a spirit of death hovering. Drive it out. Pray and say, we drive the spirit of death out.
Amen.
We drive the spirit of death out.
Yes.
Out of this church.
Yes.
Out of every life.
Yes.
We curse the spirit of death.
Yes.
We curse it.
Yes.
We curse it.
Yes.
We curse it.
Yes.
We rebuke that spirit.
Yes.
Leave. Leave this premises.
Yes,
leave the people of
yes,
God.
Lord,
leave them now.
Yes.
Leave them now.
Yes.
Leave them now.
Yes.
Leave them now.
Yes.
Leave here now.
Yes.
I drive you out.
Yes.
I drive you out.
Yes.
I drive you out of
yes,
the church. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for life. Thank you for life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will live and not die. You will live and not die.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.